Hi, it's Julie Renee Doering, master healer, speaker, author, and your guide for today. Welcome to Your Divine Human Blueprint. The topic for today is vision and clear vision. And how many of you wouldn't like to have clear vision right now? Well, in this talk, we'll be exploring all the aspects of things that affect the vision to become worse and how we actually have now developed ways of turning that around for you and bringing you back into clear vision, even if what you have is very poor vision. It's really exciting to realize that you can improve your vision without surgical procedures or vision enhancements, such as glasses, contacts, or laser surgery. At Miraculous Living, we have learned how to restore lost vision using several innovative and efficient procedures. Vision and how you see the world can make a huge difference in your comprehension and understanding of the world. Improving vision was my first experiment 9 years ago, having worn glasses for reading since I was 18. With the evolution of my healing skills, I decided to access my regenerative abilities and strengthen my vision. This was prior to my understanding of the Divine Human Blueprint, and yet, despite my lack of full understanding of the visual system, I was successful in reversing a vision condition that had been declining for 26 years. I created a strong intention, amplified by meditation and prayer, and over a period of 6 months, my vision improved. I was also struggling with a weakened immune system. I started thinking that growing back my adenoids and tonsils might make a significant difference to my health and vitality. So I intended to grow them back in meditation. When I went in for my usual vision test, my ophthalmologist declared, "Your vision has improved. That never happens in your age group. The results from the last exam must have been wrong." I assured him, no, it was correct. "I intended to improve my vision," he responded. "It's just not possible." He checked to see who had done the last eye exam. "Puzzling," he said, scratching his head. "I did the exam. Maybe one restoration is a fluke, but at my next medical visit, my endocrinologist noticed I not only had tonsils, but full-grown tonsils. He said, they must have been there all along." I assured him that he had examined me 6 months earlier, and there were none. They were surgically removed at age 3. I shifted my health pictures around that time. I realized on some level, I wanted the Western medical professionals to acknowledge that miracles are possible, that we have more power than we know, but clearly that was not going to happen. I love that I currently have representatives from the scientific and medical professions training with me. I realized I had to step into my own authority and let go of attempting to prove anything to non-believers. If you begin with the understanding that vision challenges are correctable and that clearing miasms, group thought viruses, and poor DNA programs, many of your vision issues can be permanently corrected. If your career requires looking at a computer screen for many hours of the day, imagining an orange disc between you and the screen can serve to protect your vision. With technology, the eyes begin to match machine energy, which is gray. When your vision centers, eyeballs, optic nerve, and visual cortex go gray, vision dramatically reduces. Healing the eyes. We're going to go through the steps that we do in the miraculous healing process of healing eyes next. So this will be a good introduction for how we actually address it through the the step-by-step miraculous healing techniques, which are quantum cellular mechanics. And then later in this episode, we will be going into a guided meditation, which is for everyone. And you will get the tools you need to dramatically improve your vision today.